For one moment, take a holiday in emptiness. Do nothing. For one moment, reject everything. Even the desire for enlightenment, reject everything. Reject everything. Don't touch anything.
Then there's a vast space.
Vastness, space. Yes. Is there a you in the space?
There's still me seeing that space.
As what are you looking? Behind that which see, what is capable of seeing the space? Behind the seeing is who? What does it look like? Does it have a name and form?
I can't, no. That's blank.
There may be a habit of me, a habit of the idea of a me who is looking. But really there's nobody behind any eyes looking. There are no eyes that can look like this. For ordinary looking, you need the eyes of flesh, you need a lens. Iris and pupil you'll need. But this looking requires nothing. Every atom in that space is looking. There's vast space. Don't go to think. There's vast space. What is seen this vast space? No imagination. There's nothing you have to be. No position you must take up. Who are you in this vast space? Is there you in this vast space? No description belong to you. All descriptions you can see. That which sees even the most subtle, some sensations, as I say, they are so subtle, there are no concepts for them. There are no names for them. But even this is seen. Is the seer of this seeable? That which sees even the most subtle, can that itself be seen? That says, now there is vast space. The word comes, now there is vast space. Is there an independent of the seer of vast space? Little stuck? Stuckness is seen. Don't hold on to this, then stuckness means nothing. Who is stuck? Who is stuck? An idea, I am stuck, is stuck.